So let's warm up very quickly and then go straight into writing Ruby.
That's Connor O'Brien. He's the director of the Redliners, an a cappella choir at the University of Oklahoma.
1,000 lonely stars
That's me. I'm an alto in the Redliners. There are 19 Redliners, and every semester we sing pop, rock, and musical theater songs. For some of us, this concert is the last one.
It feels like a pretty complete ending. It's like tying the bow on like a present or something. It's just like very neat. I feel good with where the Redliners are.
That's Christina Nguyen. She's our president and a four-year Redliner. We've been standing next to each other for the last 3 years as the two lowest alto voices in the group.
There have been times where I've thought about changing the arrangement, but then I was like, no, Madeline and I have to stay together.
It's Christina's last semester, but for me, it's a little more complicated. Next semester, I have a class conflict with rehearsal, but there's a chance I'll be able to come back. Next week, the officers will take a vote and decide if I can miss rehearsals and still be a Redliner. So it's easier for me. I might come back. But for some Redliners, this is it. And this is how we get ready for it. Let's go back to the week before the concert, when I recorded my thoughts about our progress.
Please. Let's go back to the same spot, bottom of page 9. And we'll do those notes at the bottom of the time like we just did. 1, 2, 3.
Don't take your love to town.
Today's Wednesday. It's about 8:20. I'm getting ready to go to our second day of marathon rehearsal week. Yesterday we had a really good, really productive rehearsal. It felt really good. We're making a lot of progress on memorizing our music, some of which we have only had for a week and a half. So that's a really good feeling. The song that I have a solo on is Instant Crush by Daft Punk, and we spent a lot of time working on that, which I always love. It's always really fun to feel like we're really honing that.
Been on my mind constantly. It's by one of my favorite singers, and when Connor arranged it, I was really excited.
There was like this momentary panic when I first saw who was auditioning for it, because I thought you weren't, and I was like, what? I was like, I couldn't throw her this more explicitly if I tried.
But as well as I know the song and as much as I like it, I was still terrified I'd forget the words once we finally got up onto the stage. I've always thought that nerves before a show are a good thing. They keep you on your toes. And looking back on it now, a few days later, I'm glad that we were nervous.
I feel like we still struggled a little bit in the end, but everything turned out really well. I don't think people noticed if we did something wrong.
Okay, it's Madeline again. It's just after 9:30 on Thursday, April 24th, I think is the date. Today was a little bit of an awakening. We've been working a lot the last few weeks on newer songs like Instant Crush and another one called Clarity. We've really been drilling those. And we've neglected a lot of the songs that we learned earlier in the semester. Tonight we sang a lot of those again for the first time in a few weeks. And they definitely have atrophied a little. They are not what they once were.
Let's go. Let's go all the way back to. Let's go all the way back to the beginning of the first chorus, because that way we need to learn.
It's just after noon on Saturday, April 26th. That's the day of the concert. We just had a morning rehearsal. We met for about an hour and ran through everything in the final order one last time. And I'm really excited. I've been in 5 Redliners concerts, And this is the one I think we're most prepared for out of all of those. There are a few things that are a little rough, but I think that the adrenaline will get us through tonight. I'm really excited. I really hope it's not the last time that I'm up there with them.
After a lot of anxiety, concert time finally came around. I handed off the microphone to my dad, who recorded the concert for me from the audience.
It's Madeline's final Redliners concert. Melanie and I are here with Kate and Gabe.
Hello. Good luck.
Oh, wait. I was going to say that, right?
Break a leg.
Break a leg, I mean.
There you go.
It's always so great to have the audience there at the end. This is it for me. This is maybe it for you. But like I realize, no matter what, like we're pretty much still singing for each other. Like we get to have an audience that last run through of these songs, but like as long as we sing it well and like we just get into it, it probably won't matter who's there afterwards. Because I'm gonna walk off that stage being like, we did it, regardless of whether anybody like from out there will know whether or not we did it.
I thought about it, and I decided that Connor's right. We have a final concert every semester, and it's great that our families and friends come hear us sing. But when you get down to it, that's not what it's about. We don't spend 4 hours a week, every week, rehearsing for 1.5-hour concert. It's not about the show. It's about how we get there. For Assignment Radio and the Redliners, I'm Madeline Stebbins.